What's good, everybody? Welcome to Sports Buzz. I'm here with my man Carter.
What up, though?
Ben.
What's good?
And I'm Larry. We about to jump right into these NBA playoffs, second round. And fuck it. Let's get straight to it. Golden State and Pelicans. Carter, you can start it off.
Man, what you want me to say? It's over for the Pelicans, man. I got the Warriors winning. If the Pelicans lucky, they might get one.
You think they might get one?
I'll give them one. It'll probably be done in five.
Five? What you think, B?
Yeah. Series would be over in five games.
Five?
I mean, you got Steph coming back tonight.
Even though they was going to me, they would beat them in five with or without Steph.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat him in five. I don't trust Rondo. Hey,
You said series, that last time.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to keep saying it, too.
Until it happened?
No, it was just, I don't know, that was just anomaly, pretty much. He's not that player no more.
Playoff Rondo.
Drew Holiday, he's good, but let's not over-exaggerate. Like, everybody's saying, like, oh, yeah, he's a quality second star. Like, he's a good combo guard.
He's good.
He's a good combo guard. Trailblazers tripped us all, but hey, we'll get over it.
Man, that was just terrible.
It was terrible, yeah. And I think, yeah, Anthony Davis, that's the only score they have, really, that can produce like that now. Because they got Klay on Drew. You know, Anthony Davis is going to get his, but they're like, whatever, man. Like, somebody else beat us.
It's going to be the series where we really see where they're missing because, though.
Yeah, Cousins. And they had Drew Holiday on KD, man. Like, he can just shoot over him all day. So, that's not a matchup you would want. But, yeah, man, I'd say the Warriors in five. I don't think they're going to sweep them. I think Anthony Davis is going to pull one off at home. But this series is a no-brainer. And let's go to this other Western Conference series. The Rockets versus the Jazz. What do you think, Carter?
Rockets too much for them, man.
Rockets too much?
Yeah, I seen enough. Donovan Mitchell did his thing. He held his own a little bit. I'm going to give him six. I think the Jazz could pull off two. Rubio coming back?
He should come back later in the series. I don't know when, though.
Depending on what later is. Rubio back, I give him two wins. I give him six. Without Rubio, I give him one. I take the Rockets in five.
I got a question, though. Since we talking about the Jazz right now, somebody asked me earlier, who would you rather start a team with, Donovan Mitchell or Russ?
That's not what I said.
Somebody else asked me that.
I want to say, that ain't the question I asked you earlier.
Who would you start with?
I'm going to start with Donovan Mitchell. I don't want to start a team with Russ. Russ is not a team player. If I got to pick between one of them, I'm going with Donovan Mitchell. That's what I'm going to run my team with.
Yeah, same here, Mitchell.
Yeah, I run with Mitchell. And I think sometimes people get the notion that since you would pick Mitchell, you would think he a better player than Russ right now. But
Mitchell not even that good.
Yeah, okay. Whoa. Yeah, Mitchell pretty good. Rookie of the year.
All right, but
that's a big stretch to say that he's not.
I asked Larry this one earlier before we started recording. If Donovan Mitchell and Westbrook flip, think the Thunder would have won that series?
I don't think so. I told you why. Because even think like that because you don't know how the regular season would go. And I think if he was with Paul George and Melo, he wouldn't have evolved like that. Because I think it would have been they would have messed up his growth with Paul George and Hoodie Melo.
I'm talking about in the playoffs.
In the playoffs?
Yeah, just the playoffs. Not
in the playoffs. Nope.
Playoffs.
Billy Donovan.
I mean, yeah, that's true. We don't know. I have no idea what type of offense he running.
Nope. Not a clue. I don't trust Billy Donovan, so I'll say no to that one.
Donovan.
What's good, what
up,
Donnie?
What up?
What's good?
What up?
So, yeah, I don't think that's going to run away with that series at all. We're about to jump right into this next series in the East. Boston versus the 76ers. Who you rocking with, B?
My bad. I think Philly will win that series in six.
Philly in six?
Do I gotta repeat it again?
Yeah, you gotta repeat it again.
Meantime.
Boston.
Yeah, you might go with Boston.
I honestly think game one was Boston.
I think it was a fluke.
You think Rozier was a fluke?
I don't think Rozier is a fluke, but I mean Boston is not. They don't have enough
I mean, realistically, though, I want to see Boston win just because I'm a Boston fan. But I think they're going to be outmatched. I mean, they clearly going to be outmatched. I think we're going to get good games out of Jalen. We're going to get good games out of, I mean, if Jalen come,
Jalen come back.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the key factor. I'm just happy to see them playing the way that they play. I'm glad to see Rozier stepped up. I'm glad to see, you know, Jalen doing his thing. Tatum looked real good closing out the other series. I mean, Tatum looked good the other night, too. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. I want to see Boston pull it off, man. So, I'm going to go ahead and ride with my boys in seven.
Yeah, I think Boston going to win, man. Brad Stevens is a hell of a coach. That crowd, they be crowding Ben Simmons every time they're in transition. And they playing tight on the 3-point shooters, Redick and Bellinelli. It's not like how they was with the Heat. They had all that free space to making Simmons and Embiid just be the one-on-one. They're not letting all them get involved. And, shit, Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, Sue Wu. He's an animal, man.
Yeah.
He'll be over there thugging it out.
You see what he did to Bledsoe, man.
Saw what he did. Drew Bledsoe all day, man. He said respect him, though. You respect him.
Hey, man. Talking about he don't know who he is. I'm going to show you
who he is.
Big Beast.
Let's go to this next series. Cleveland Cavs versus the Raptors.
Two. What y'all think?
I honestly think Cleveland in seven.
Cleveland in seven? You, Carter?
Man, I don't trust the Raptors, man. But that Cleveland team is trash.
They are trash.
They are trash. I don't think Bron could do it on his own. So, man, I don't think Bron going to be able to pull it off, man. I hope he can, but I'm going to roll with the Raptors one more.
I got the Raptors in six.
I got them in seven. I ain't going
to I don't think you can go off the notion of like, oh, this team did this for two previous years. They got a whole different roster, so
I mean, I want to see what Larry do later in the series, man.
I just feel like they're better than Indiana, and they can turn on. They got the bench mob.
Man,
so I don't think they're a fluke this year. I thought they was a fluke the first round. They showed me. I was like, man, I don't know about it, but I got the Raptors in six.
Yeah, I got them in seven.
Yeah,
you rolling with Cleveland.
Cavs in seven.
Yeah.
I just see a real big choke job
again.
Larry. I just don't really trust
Larry. Yeah, he hard to trust, man.
Don't trust Larry. You got DeMar.
DeMar's from Philly, what you mean?
DeMar's an animal.
I mean, if they don't gel this year, then I feel like they gotta split. Because, I mean, you can't even what you going to do? You can't just keep Larry on the team if he don't do nothing in the playoffs. Every time you need him in the playoffs, he don't do shit.
Yeah, you might have to switch him up if they blow this, yeah, you gotta reboot it. You can't just keep it together and keep it alone.
All right, so now we got to jump to the next series. What's the next series? Like, we got shit, that's all of them, man.
No more series.
That's all of them.
But we about to get back to our series, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, why he go? Go ahead.
I'm going to miss out on what we're talking about.
No, you ain't.
What's good, everybody? We back. We're round to a liquor pod.
What up, though?
We're back here with Mayo, the dark liquor connoisseur.
Dark liquor for a dark nigga.
And Chris, the light skin connoisseur.
And what's that? Light liquor for light skin nigga, Ken?
Sure.
We got my man's Carter.
What up, though?
We got my man's Donnie. Nice
to
be here. We got Ben. Yeah. We got Ben.
You.
They can't hear you.
I can't.
We got Ben.
I'm looking at it. They can't hear you.
All right, man. We can't hear Ben, but hey, it's whatever. We about to get started. We about to jump right back to the dark. I'm going to give y'all a little recap. With our 1-8 seed, we had Remy versus Fireball. Remy 1-6.
Victorious.
Our 4-5, we had Martell versus, what was it? Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey. And Tennessee Honey pulled that one off with a nail biter. Our 3-6 was Green Apple versus Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan won the upset. And our 2-7 was Hennessy.
How the fuck was you trying to say?
I was about to say anything is possible. We got Hennessy versus Jim Beam, nasty ass.
Sheesh.
And advancing, We have Remy and Jack. We're about to start off with that. So, let's kick it off. Buzz factor, Mel. What you got?
I'm going to go with Remy because it's way smooth. And I did
Buzz factor.
Way smooth. That sounds good, though.
Way more smooth, yeah.
But way smooth sounds good.
Yeah. Buzz factor.
The one that's going to get you really lit. I know. I don't know why. I'm trying to get my honest.
As a category.
I'm trying to get my honest opinion. But way smooth is like, whatever. I ain't going to go backwards, going forward. Or 2018.
So it's got the best buzz. That one, right, Remy? Is that what you said for the first one?
I did. All
right.
So Remy got game one?
Yeah.
Taste.
Remy. It's smoother.
What makes it better?
What makes it better? I gotta go with Remy.
It's 3-0. I get a sweep. Nope. Affordability.
Jack. Jack D's.
Jack. Hangover.
Remember, it's the best
hangover. Yeah, the best hangover. Not the worst. That's something we kept messing up on.
So if you had to pick a hangover, which one would you rather wake up to?
The Remy.
The Remy.
And that motherfucker advances.
Remy advanced 4-1. Now we got Hennessy versus Captain Morgan. Spice rum.
This is going to be a no-brainer. This is like a fucking cakewalk. Anybody want to take any bets? Nobody want to take no bets.
Buzz factor.
Hennessy? Anything is possible, right?
All right. Taste.
Hennessy is way smoother than Captain fucking Morgan. And I always gotta say Captain fucking Morgan. You do a lot of fucking of that.
Mixes.
Hennessy. Anything is possible.
3-0.
Anything is fucking possible. You can mix it with anything.
Affordability.
Hennessy. Everybody's fucking drinking it. It don't matter the cost of it.
Most affordable.
Affordable. Which one?
Everybody's drinking Hennessy.
Make it affordable.
What?
That don't make it affordable.
Like, that do make it affordable. Everybody is drinking it. This is popular demand. No matter where you go, people is buying Hennessy over Captain Morgan.
Captain Cheaper.
I don't care where you go. You go to the club, people like, let me get a shot of Henny.
Captain Cheaper though.
Huh? It's cheaper, but people can afford the Hennessy.
Well, like we got a sweep.
Anybody want to challenge me on this?
Looks like you got a sweet.
Anybody want to challenge him on
anybody want to say anything, add 2 cents? Because they know I'm right. They picked me to sit in this seat for a reason.
It's definitely affordable. But yeah. You're all right. It is cheaper, but it's affordable. I'm saying Hennessy is affordable. It's not like outrageous price.
For it's not outrageous price. Not at all.
So Henny won in affordability overtime?
Henny won affordability off some horrible fucking cars. That's how it won. Look like we... So who we got advancing? Remy and Hennessy.
Yep.
In the dark finals.
Yep.
Welcome back, Chris.
I don't know.
Man, he was killing this shit.
He was.
You ready to get back on these lights? So you need to recap.
Yeah, recap.
All right, 1 versus AC. We have Patron beating Tito's. Even though our light liquor connoisseur never had Tito's.
You I had a mix though. Same shit.
Totally
I would
different.
Never take a shot of it though.
I just did. I'm not gonna lie.
You feel sick as hell.
No, I'm just hot.
Alright. And Patron 1-6. In our 4 versus 5 seed, we had Ciroc, Diddy Juice versus 50 Cent. Juice effing. Ciroc 1-6. With a controversial call by Chris picking Diddy for affordability because he's worth more money.
Hey, he should be charging way more.
We're at 3 versus 6. We have Bombay versus Grey Goose. Where Chris never had Bombay straight again. He was on his lifelines for Austin. And he tried it out.
Austin did taste that shit.
And Austin isn't here with us right now. Rest in peace. He drunk that Bombay.
He tried to steal it.
Yeah. But.
No, he stole that
shit. Yeah.
That shit is gone.
Grey Goose 1-6 in a blowout. Then with our 2 versus 7, we have Don Julio versus 1800.
Oh, that was easy.
And everybody know 1800 have a shot. So we about to jump to the second round with you, Chris. Patron versus Ciroc. We're going to start off in game 1. Buzz factor.
I gotta go with Patron.
Patron?
Yeah.
Any explanations why? Or you just feel it?
Man,
Ciroc
too goddamn sweet.
Nobody drink that shit no more for real. I'm a firm believer in not having like no flavor with the alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You can get the little blue little circle.
Yeah. What about taste?
Taste. I gotta go with Patron.
Patron.
I just can't. I'm biased, bro. I can't rock with Ciroc.
Patron 2-0. So anybody else wanna?
Nah. I kind of agree with Patron because that vodka is a different beast.
All right. 2-0 Patron. Mixes.
I mix Ciroc. Ciroc is a mixer.
It is.
Patron, that shit too powerful sometimes if you mix it with the wrong shit.
You only can mix Patron with either lime juice or lemonade.
I don't know. I had Patron and cranberry before.
That's a weird taste.
That's some young nigga shit.
Patron and cranberry?
You just mix anything. You like, shit, just grab the juice. I don't care what you got.
No,
you're killing me. Grab it. He's killing me.
Grab a juice. That's all I got to do.
Patron and pineapple.
Oh, that might be good.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, cranberry take away the flavor of everything, though.
That's what they do at Oakland for my Oakland people.
Man, fuck Oakland.
Shouldn't do that.
So we got 2-1 Patron.
I didn't know what you was talking about, Fred. What are you talking about?
Affordability.
Ciroc.
Ciroc.
Yeah.
So we got 2-2.
You see, little Patron like 53, Ciroc like 40.
Hangover factor. Which one, which hangover would you rather have?
Damn, that tequila hangover ain't a hoe.
Ciroc too sweet. That shit make you sick in the morning.
I sure do. But, I need a lifeline. Some shit on this one.
Anybody want to help him out?
I want to hear what Donnie got to say.
What is it, the hangover?
My hangover factor.
Which one better?
The best hangover? Hangover?
Which one will have a better hangover? Not as tough.
Patron is strong, but it got on smooth. And as far as the hangover, there ain't really no killer hangover.
No killer hangover? You about to rock with his opinion?
Yeah. Compared to Ciroc, for sure.
You sick as hell. All that damn sugar. I'll be sick. Well,
so what'd you say, Carter?
Patron?
Oh, you say Patron? Better hangover too? Yeah. All right. 3-2 Patron. Smoothness. Which one? Smooth.
Patron.
That's it.
That's
all
day.
Patron.
All right.
Nah,
cold, thick,
kind of
thick, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, that's too cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't do it.
Patron cold? No, if it get thick, it's too cold.
Nah, like cold.
I know
cold,
what you mean. You mean like chill.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah.
Smooth.
So basically you said like on the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put on the rocks or refrigerator temperature.
Oh, refrigerator.
Yeah,
I was thinking like freezing.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
when it's thick as hell. Yeah.
All right, so we got Patron in 6. We're about to jump to next semi matchup. Don Julio versus Grey Goose. Which one the buzz factor?
That goes to Don.
Don?
Yeah.
No questions.
No
questions.
Taste. Oh, baby, you had something to say?
He said Don. And he's correct. Yeah. And he's correct.
I'm liking that Don Julio Neo.
Oh, that one Don Julio.
Yeah, that drink so smooth.
I ain't trying that. You gotta try that one.
That. Affordable factor.
Oh,
that's very expensive.
What?
Neo.
Yeah, it's like 85th or something close. Like 60. All right.
60.
All right, so we about to, well, we got Don with 2-0 right now, right? Mixes.
Grey Goose
better
mixes.
Grey
Goose and Red Bull, right, Larry?
Oh, Grey Goose and Red Bull, yeah.
Grey Goose got a lot of
Larry needs some shit, more shit to order when he go out. That Grey Goose and Red Bull gotta go, bro. You gotta get some.
Nah, I'm cool.
Henny and Coke.
Grey Goose and Red Bull. So we got
oh, shit.
We got Don Julio up 2-1. This gonna be a no-brainer. Affordability.
Oh, y'all already said that. Y'all answered that a long time ago.
Grey Goose.
Yeah.
You got 2-2. Hangover.
Don Julio.
Which one's smoother?
I'm going Don.
Don? Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
We got Don in 6.
Don 1.
Yep.
Oh.
These last matchups, what's this, the final four?
Final four, so we got?
Bro, this Patron is going to be. This
Patron
is
going to be. And Remy and Hennessy.
This is going to be the hardest matchup.
So was no upsets. Both of them won two seeds. Right?
Which ones was one? Remy and Patron?
Remy was one.
Remy was one. Hennessy was two. Patron was one. Don was two.
I'm glad we're going to draw a little different, dude.
That's how it's supposed to be.
We're going to draw a little different. We're going to have to actually, you're going to have to actually drink mine, and I drink yours. We're going to come to the agreement on both sides.
So, I do that.
So hold on. How should we do it?
Said they going to, Jamel going to taste the light ones, and Chris going to drink the dark ones.
Okay. We ain't doing no tasting. We take shots.
Come on, bring your shot glasses in.
Two shots.
Don't bring me no double either. I said don't bring me no double.
Oh, we get to pour the opposite person's shots?
Yeah.
What liquors y'all thought should have made these playoffs that didn't make it?
Bro, everybody that's in it on my side is supposed to be in it.
Yeah, because you did it. Anybody else got any? Think I need a dark
side? I mean, not only because I did it, but because it was straight facts.
Okay.
The Crown Royal Apple people drink that?
Yeah, they got eliminated.
They got eliminated?
Yeah.
That's the dang winner of the drink.
Captain Morgan beat it.
Yeah, okay. Right,
people do drink it, but when it came to the different series,
yeah. Duce, maybe?
Duce?
I don't think that was in there.
Was it? I can't afford it.
No, it wasn't, but we was trying to go for like a, you know, like a regular person range.
Yeah, regular.
Hold up, Duce? I thought
Duce
it's about the same as.
So I thought Jay-Z had Remy. Something, like I can't fuck with
it. Oh, same as Remy?
Yeah.
I'm tripping. Well, hey, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the dark liquor connoisseur.
Bring it next time, man. Let me try it. I was gonna try it.
Yeah, that Larry told me everything to pick.
I didn't tell you everything to pick.
Yes, you did. Because when I said something, you like, no, not that.
I don't remember that.
So Larry be cheating.
He definitely cheating.
All right, so we got in our finals, Remy, the number one seed, versus Henny, the number two seed, and the dark liquor side that Jamel chose, and the light liquor side. We got the number one seed, Patron, versus number two seed, Don Julio, who Roger chose and who Chris picked.
Hey, what?
What? Roger, Roger chose him and you picked him. What you mean? Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, since we on the subject of talking about liquor,
so what about the
we're about to pour up some shots and we're going to have our one last shot. We'll be back.
All
what's good? We back.
Yo,
we about to do our one last shot. You got it, Mel?
I'll do it. This is to good times with good people forever. Pause.
Where can they find us at, Larry?
Sports Buzz on Twitter. SPORTZ. 2 underscores Buzz BUCC. Let's get this shit over with. Come on.
Man, I got you.
Oh, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. One more time.
Come on.
Say that fuck up. Oh, that shit disgusting. We out.